Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. So I have a confession to make. In high school, well, actually in junior high and high school, I was a cheerleader for football and basketball. Yep, I was a cheerleader. Now, back then, I have full respect for cheerleaders. Let me just say that, because nowadays it is a sport. You've got to be nimble and strong. You've got to flip over and around. You got to stand on people and jump off people. And it's way different than it was back then. Back then, you know, we just screamed a lot. We did a couple of pyramids. And of course, I was always at the bottom of the pyramid. And we had a great time. And I've made some really great friends, you know, women that I'm still friends with today from those days of cheerleading. But, you know, what's interesting is that I feel like I'm still a cheerleader. I am still cheerleading people to kick it, right? To live fully. To be the best they can, to not miss a moment of their lives. And so every day, or every week rather, I get in front of this mic and I kind of put on that cheerleading outfit, so to speak, without the saddle shoes, by the way. So today I'm inspired to talk to you about a Oprah show, Super Soul Sunday, that I absolutely love. I love that show. It's just, she brings on really fantastic teachers. And about a year ago, maybe it was more, she had Diana Nyad on. Diana Nyad is the swimmer extraordinaire, who ended up, after years and years of trying, she ended up swimming from Cuba to Miami. And she talks about her trials and her failures and her final success in doing so. And during the talk, she kept saying three little words that stuck with me since, and it actually now it's the title of her book called Find a Way. Find a Way. And she kept going over and over those words, find a way. It was her mantra, find a way. And it so inspired me, because that's how I live my life. You know, if I have a goal out there, an intention, a desire, something I'd like to, a place I'd like to go, or something I'd like to do with my life, I use that mantra constantly, find a way. Find a way until it doesn't work anymore. Find a way until you change directions. Find a way every day to move yourself closer to whatever it is that you want to do and how it is you want to create your one wild life that you've got. So how do we back that out? Well, first we've got to identify what it is we want. She had a very clear goal. She wanted to swim, I think be the first person, not only the first woman, but the first person to swim from Cuba to Miami. That was a very specific goal. What are your specific goals? Last week I talked about intentions, the five crystal clear intentions, but sometimes we also need to have a goal, a professional goal, a personal goal. I have some goals, and one goal that I have specifically now, and I'll just use this as an example of what I'm talking about here and finding a way, is that I am intending to expand my speaking career. I've been doing a lot of speaking lately, just even the last 3 or 4 months, to corporations, to women executives. I love that group, to at conferences, offsite, onsite, speaking. In fact, later this month, I'm speaking at a senior center. I mean, I really just love getting out in front of people, getting knee to knee with them and speaking. So I want to finesse it. I'd like to expand it. So that's a very specific goal. I don't have a number or anything like that yet, but I'm getting there. But I would like to be a better speaker. I'd like to know more about how to launch my speaking career, how to change my website so that it shows more that I am a speaker. So these are some very small steps that I can take. So with my specific goal is to expand my speaking career this year in 2018, I now am backing it up to the smaller steps that I need to take, right? Finding a way. First, we need to have the clear intention, the clear goal, and even to write about it every single day. And then we need to back it out. and take very small steps every single day to move the ball forward. I talk about that all the time. Doing small steps every day to build on an intention, a goal, something that you'd like in your life. So smaller steps every single day. So for me right now, with this clear goal or intention out there that I would like to expand my speaking career, my first short goals are really to learn more. To learn how to craft a great speech, to learn how to engage with a crowd, to learn to be a better speaker. Because from up until now, I have been using my teaching skills as part of my speaking skills, right? So first things first, you know, I looked up who are the experts out there, who are the speaking coaches. I watched a bunch of YouTube videos. I bought a book and I learned what I need to do on my website to create more of a speaking genre for me out there. Short goals, small goals, mini wins every single day. What can I do? So what can you do? Just think for a moment right now while I've got you, while I have your attention. What is one either career goal or personal goal that you have out there, way out there, right? It's a big goal. What is one goal? Can you just name it out loud right now? Just do it. Because it's not going to be done if you don't do it now, right? This stuff doesn't just materialize because we're hoping it will. We've actually got to intend. We've got to intend and desire and then back it out and start taking action every single day. So what is that goal? Now, what is one thing that you can do today to just set things in motion, to move the ball forward? What can you do? Name it. So today, for me, I'm going to start listening. I bought it on audio, listening to this audiobook and get through, you know, maybe a third of it. While I listen around the house, while I'm driving, just listen to as much as I can to get a sense of what I'm missing and what maybe some new steps are. I'm sure this speaking coach, Jane Atkinson, will give me some new small goals to take next week. So what are some small steps you can take today? Name them. One thing is for sure. This is one thing that I think I rarely say I know for sure, because I know I don't know very much, but from my experience in my life, one thing I know is that, you know, shit's not going to happen by accident. I mean, it might drop in your lap if you're lucky, but for the most part, we've got to take solid steps towards our goals. And if we don't have goals, if you don't have goals, then you're leaving it to chance. Just saying. You're leaving it to chance. You're leaving your life to chance. And we've got this one wild and precious life, as Mary Oliver says. You know, why would you leave it to chance? Why would you leave it to chance? Or to hope that somebody else will make it happen for you? That is really risky business. So even if you can just identify a couple of things, professional, personal, health goals that you want to have. Now, I know this goes against, in some ways, everything I said last week, which were the five crystal clear, big why, get out of the me and into the we intentions. But you know what? Who cares? Who cares? We get to do all of this. You know, let's have the big intentions. Let's get out of our own stories and use the we and the big intentions to fuel our growth. But also, let's have some specific professional and personal goals to keep us moving forward every single day. So, you know, I'm making this stuff up just as we're all making this up. We're all just living on impulse, on what's being called in any given day. So today and yesterday, I've been focusing on specific goals. And so that's what I'm bringing to you today. Find a why. Find a way. Find your why and your way. Today, it's more about finding the way to that why. What is your goal? And what are small steps that you can take today? maybe small steps you can take in the next 5 days, write them out. What can you do this week? What can you do this month? Diana Nya did not swim across the ocean by accident. She had very specific goals. She had very specific incremental goals. She had very specific intentions. That intention is to find a way every day to move the ball forward. I feel like I often repeat myself. And if you feel that way, I apologize. But, you know, for the most part, we need to hear this stuff over and over and over again. I need to hear it. I need to say it. I need to write it. I need to continue to almost convince myself every day, because otherwise the ego will take the easy path. We are wired to go the easy route. We're wired to seek pleasure and avoid pain, to seek the familiar and avoid the unfamiliar. So unless we have these very clear goals and intentions pulling us forward every single day, we will take the easy road. We will think, someone else will do that, or maybe it'll happen someday. I'm here to tell you that is risky business. If you really want to create a masterpiece of a life, if you really want high-quality relationships, optimized health, abundance in your life professionally from a creative standpoint, a way to contribute on a huge scale, if you want to have connections, deep connections with yourself and with the fuller, more expanded consciousness out there, then you need to focus in every single day and find a way. So I hope that this is helpful. I hope that you're able to at least pull a couple of nuggets from what I have to say and what I've kind of spilled out and threw up today, because I didn't have a plan. Some days I come in with a plan. Some days I really just allow flow to move me, to speak through me. We all do it. You know, sometimes it's just let it rip. And so I hope that you are able to pull something from this and to use it and to explore it and to move your day forward with goals, with intentions, with a why, with a way. Have a great one. Thanks for listening. Be well.
If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.